It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin coming up tonight. Make sure to stay tuned. Obviously, guys, it is a football Friday in F Off Friday. Oh, we're getting you ready for the ALDS as well. Gardo's Tigers. Might even get back to the Tito news from earlier today because we had a lot on that. But when we, I almost said when we come back, we are back. Daryl Ryder joins us now. Courtesy.
Rare break into a break.
Easy. Courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Happy Friday, buddy.
Hey, Daryl.
And here I thought I was getting the segment off.
Yeah, Nick misled you there.
No, I'd actually like you to double the amount of work so I can do less work. How are we feeling about this game on Sunday in Washington, D.C. there, buddy?
Not all that great based on what we've seen to date, but if there's ever a Browns win out of the middle of nowhere, I would have to think it's going to be this one. Jaden Daniels is off to a blistering start for the Commanders. This Browns team is certainly disappointed through the first 4 weeks, problems tackling, offensively, you name it, they have problems there. So it's not going to be easy, but I guess if there's ever a game that the Browns could steal, it might as well be this one.
Speaking of different confidence levels in this team, Daryl, obviously Deshaun played his arguably one of his best, if not the best game in a Browns uniform last week. Do you feel comfortable that that was the start of him turning the corner, or is it still kind of a I need to see a lot more scenario?
I need to see more. I mean, he's had five possessions in the fourth quarter to win two football games, and they have come up empty. So, I mean, they didn't give this guy the contract they gave him and give up the draft picks that they gave up just so they can say, well, we almost had that one. Like, they brought him here to win those games, and he's not done it. So, I'm kind of really no longer interested in the excuses. Just go out and get it done. I don't care what it takes. It's your job.
Is a holding penalty on the biggest play of the season? I'm sorry, the best play of the season so far. Is that an excuse?
Still had a chance to win the game, Nick. What happened on the fourth down? You know, like
yeah, Nick,
you had four cracks with less than 2 minutes to play at the goal line there, and nothing good happened there. So, yes, it's true. Injuries have been a problem. Inopportune penalties have been a problem. But the bottom line, Nick, is they have had, in spite of all of that, they've had chances to win two football games and did not get it done. And that's the bottom line.
Daryl, James Hudson out. We heard whisperings of IR for him. So where does that leave
us? Well,
the
team says Kevin misspoke there. He was thinking of Alex Wright. So he did aggravate the shoulder injury. Not going to play this week. It sounds like they don't want to put him on IR type of a situation, and considering the tackle situation being what it is, I certainly can understand why. But so even though Kevin said in the press conference that he was going to go on IR, that apparently is not the case according to the team.
So best guess who starts at the tackle spots on Sunday?
I'm going to say DeJuan Jones at right tackle, and I'm going to go Jack Conklin at
Ooh.
Left tackle.
Okay.
Wait, so
is that because you think Jed's not going to be ready to go, or is that because
right.
you think they're – okay. I want a clarification because it'd be more interesting, obviously, if it was Jed was ready to go, but they just put Conklin there anyway.
I mean, Jed and Jack are both listed as questionable, but we know how that's gone in previous weeks. So, I fingers crossed that it's going to be Jack Conklin.
Before I ask you about what David Njoku can bring to the offense if he plays this weekend, I want to know what you thought of David Njoku's attire today.
I have so many thoughts on some things that are going on behind the scenes right now with, you know, us being in the locker room and stuff like that. It is what it is.
So now I'll ask the question, if he's able to play on Sunday, and I think there's certainly some signs that he should be ready to play on Sunday. What does that mean for this offense that's obviously struggled to this point, and can he sort of help get this thing going in the right direction?
Yeah, he can block. It's the first thing they need.
Yeah.
I would have tied a tight end to DeJuan Jones's hip the last couple of weeks here. But, yeah, of course he can help. They've certainly missed him the last couple of weeks. So it sounds like he's going to be healthy. Here's the thing. I don't think David would have talked today if he's not anticipating that he's going to play. He's officially questionable. He did say, hey, if they say I'm ready to go, I'm anxious to get out there and help my teammates. My gut tells me we'll see David Njoku on Sunday, barring some sort of a setback between now and then.
I mean, maybe he just really wanted to show everybody the outline of everything he's got. Who knows? Maybe he just felt a little lonely.
Well, here's the thing. All right, since you brought it up, Nick, I'll get into it. And I know, you know, fans don't really, you know, care too much about media and access and things like that. But it is a way that we are able to bring you content is via the locker room access. And I certainly respect and understand players uncomfortable with reporters in there while they're handling their business, changing clothes, heading to the shower, to and from the shower and stuff like that. That's all well and good. The Browns set up in the locker room a podium, though, that keeps the cameras away from lockers, okay? And yet we have players that still come to the podium in their underwear. They still come to the podium shirtless and things like that. So for me, the respect needs to go both ways. That's just how I feel about this, right? That is their house. We are guests in their house. That's the way I've always treated clubhouse and locker room access. We are guests in their home. We don't really want to be in there any longer than we absolutely have to be in there to do our jobs the right way. So and believe me, sometimes when they do that, come to the podium, it's 100% deliberately done. I know that for a fact. So, I just kind of feel like it goes both ways there. The respect needs to go both ways. If they don't want us in the locker room, then there needs to be a system to where we have access to the entire roster in some way, shape, or form, whether that is the locker room stays closed until the entire team is out of the shower and dressed and whatever, then we get our 45 minutes of access, or, you know, there's a waiting room that's built that every member of the team has to filter through so that we have access to them, or I don't know. My colleagues that handle it at the higher level with the Pro Football Writers, they're dealing with this on a national level, but we certainly heard what the NFLPA had to say today, and obviously, you know, it's in our best interest to fight for the access, but do it in a way that's respectful for everybody that's involved.
No minced words from Daryl Ryder, our Browns insider here at 92 to the Fan. Daryl, Nick and I have been tossing this around a couple times throughout the show. Who needs a win more over the weekend? The Guardians in game one of the ALDS against the Tigers or the Browns on Sunday against the Commanders?
The Browns? You kidding me? Browns lose Sunday, you might as well start gathering draft picks for next April.
But
if the Guardians lose on Saturday, though, they got Scooble on Monday. I don't know.
It's still a five-game series.
Yeah, it's a big... By the same logic, there's 13 games. Well, sorry, 12 games after this one.
The two.
Yeah, and how many of those 12 games do the Browns have to win to qualify for the playoffs there, Nick?
They would have
at
to win
eight.
Probably eight, nine.
On top of the one they already have, to get to 10.
They only have one. They got to win 9 of 12.
You can get into 9 and 8 potentially.
Winning 9 of 12?
I don't know, but the point is they still have 12 games to go. And by the way, you're guessing at 10, it could be 9. Boom.
No, it's going to be 10.
Okay, but
9 is not getting them in.
But 9
is not getting them in. They're out of the conversation at 9 and 7.
No, not really, Daryl. 9 and 8 teams win and go to the playoffs every year. So you're speaking in absolutes when it's not an absolute situation.
Yes, I am speaking in absolutes, Nick.
Didn't the Steelers get in at 9 and 8 last year?
I don't know.
About me. Give me the Spencer German treatment. No, that's how I treat him. No. So do we have a timetable on Chubb?
My best guess, first of all, there is no official timetable on him. Obviously, positive sign. Practiced all 3 days this week. That's great. Keep in mind, this is kind of like a little bit of a training camp for him. So my timetable for him, Nick, is October 20th against the Cincinnati Bengals. That, for me, is that's when I think it would be best to put him on the field. I don't want them rushing him back, and I'm not saying that they are. Nick, obviously, is anxious to get back, but my timetable I have circled October 20th. We'll see if it's earlier.
I just want what's best for him.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Uh-huh.
It's funny, I was going to see who broke first, and it was Spencer. That was between you and me, fella. All right, so when it comes to what you heard in the locker room today, Miles talked about tired of getting her teeth kicked in. Greg yeah. Newsom gave the, it's only 4 games. We got 13 games to go.
Right.
But, Miles said that that they had addressed the communication, some of the issues that they had had. Do we know what they did to clear up the communication issues?
No, and they also said that they addressed the tackling, but they don't tackle in practice. So I guess they use the tackling dummies or the tackling pads that they have to do it. So we're going to find out on Sunday what's been fixed, because for the last, 28 years, I've heard teams tell me that things have been fixed in practice, and then game days come and we figure out, oh, gee, what do you know? Nothing's been fixed. So we'll see what actually got fixed come Sunday in Washington. But, Miles Garrett kind of echoing what Jim Schwartz mentioned yesterday. Hey, we shouldn't have our teeth kicked in before we wake up and decide to play some football. So, and can't blame the offense for the slow starts, because the Browns have scored 24 points on their opening possessions this year. The problem is I think they've scored like 30 points on the remaining 48 or so, and that's a little bit of an issue.
Daryl, if this thing continues to go south, how early would the Browns consider potentially trading Amari Cooper, or is he here through the end of the season no matter what?
Well, I think that you got to give it, even though I personally think it's over if they lose Sunday, I think you've got to just honestly give it until, I would say, the end of the month after the I think it's the Ravens to come in October 27th there. I would say after that game, you see where they're at, and then if it's not good, then you start moving pieces and parts that you don't have in your future for 2025 and beyond for those draft picks so that you can position yourself to really have a big draft class next year and really infuse this organization with some youth because they went from one of the youngest rosters in the NFL a couple of years ago. Now they're one of the oldest and most expensive rosters, and if they're not performing, then I think Andrew Berry has a little bit of a fiduciary duty there to look to 2025 and position them to be able to have an extremely productive offseason and, again, infuse this roster with some youth.
Daryl, enchanting stuff as always, friend, and enjoy the weekend.
You too, guys.
Thanks, Daryl.
Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Always a ray of sunshine. When we come back to the Browns and the importance of this game on Sunday for your Cleveland Browns on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.